Hollywood. Get the fuck up out of Hollywood. All the stars and the lights and the fame, what's the price if you know that you're never good? I'm tired and I'm lonely and I'm trying to keep coping, but it's so damn hard and I wish that you understood. Look, you got me feeling like I could never lose us. I don't know why I sing the same damn song for you, just the same damn song for you. And baby girl, I tried to love you the best that I could, and I know it's hard to leave when you know you should. And go promise me you'll never look back, and go promise me you'll never come back. All these scars that I left for you, like pictures hanging in your room, and it kills me inside to keep seeing you cry. Girl, it's hard when you face the truth. I'm tired and I'm lonely and I'm trying to keep coping, but it's so damn hard and I wish that you understood. Look, you got me feeling like I could never lose us. I don't know why I sing the same damn song for you, just the same damn song for you. Baby girl, I tried to love you the best that I could, and I know it's hard to leave when you know you should. And I promise you I'll never look back, and I promise you I'll never come back. I'm like, oh, 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 oh. I'm like, oh,
Ignite Radio. Listen live on the TuneIn app and online at igniteradio.ca.
I don't feel a single thing. Have the pills done too much? Haven't caught up with my friends in weeks, and now we're out of touch. I've been driving in LA, and the world feels too big, like a floating ball that's bound to break. Snap my psyche like a twig, and I just wanna see if you feel the same as me. Do you ever get a little bit tired of life, like you're not really happy but you don't wanna die, like you're hanging by a thread but you gotta survive, 'cause you gotta survive. Like your body's in the room, but you're not really there. Like you have empathy inside, but you don't really care. Like you're fresh out of love, but it's been in the air. I'm a past repair. A little bit tired of trying to care when I don't. A little bit tired of quick repairs to cold. A little bit tired of sinking. With a name I can't pronounce, and the dose I gotta take, boy, I wish that I could count. 'Cause I just wanna see if this could make me happy. Do you ever get a little bit tired of life, like you're not really happy but you don't wanna die, like you're hanging by a thread but you gotta survive, 'cause you gotta survive. Like your body's in the room but you're not really there. Like you have empathy inside but you don't really care. Like you're fresh out of love but it's been in the air. I'm a past repair. A little bit tired of trying to care when I don't. A little bit tired of quick repairs to cold. A little bit tired of sinking this water in my boat. I'm barely breathing.
Ignite Radio. That was Numb Little Bug by M. Behold. My name is Tyler Kennedy, and I'm joined today with my co-host, Asa. Asa, say what's up, man.
Oh, what's up, man?
The World Cup is back, and Canada is finally in it. Asa, do you watch soccer or football?
I can be honest, I've never seen a single sports match in my life. I went to one soccer game and kind of passed out through it.
Okay, so it's a World Cup. What country would you cheer? I know I'm cheering for Canada. What country would you cheer for if you were to watch the World Cup?
Well, I mean, since I'm Canadian, I'm going to guess Canada, but probably whoever has the coolest looking flag.
Yeah, actually, that's something I used to do when I was younger with hockey teams or anything. I would see whatever team has the coolest logo. I know I had a pair of Detroit Red Wings shoes, and I thought their logo was cool, so I started cheering for them when I was a little kid. The first game for Canada is today at 2 p.m. versus Belgium. And the last time Canada made it, all the way back in the 80s, 1986 to be exact, they did not score the entire tournament.
I don't know if they'll score this time. I mean, like, Belgium has a cool flag. What's Canada going to do?
I mean, they are in a tough group, I have heard. Like, they're in Belgium. I can't remember the other countries, but they're in a tough group, like, you know, the soccer people have said. And I'm hoping they can score, but I'm hoping they can make it out of the group. Like, I've never watched soccer, like, religiously or anything. But when it comes to, like, supporting the country, I'm always there for, like, hockey and stuff. I'm not a religious hockey watcher. But whenever it's, like, you know, the Olympics or anything, I'm always rooting for Canada, so.
Yeah, I've seen the Olympics a few times. Some of my favorite sports are in there.
Yeah. The World Cup is being held in Qatar, and they have announced that they will no longer be allowing the sale of alcohol in their stadiums. How do you feel about that?
I personally don't drink, so I don't know if I can give my opinion on that subject.
Yeah, I think it's probably a lot to do with, like, their values and stuff, too. So
probably, yeah.
I know Budweiser, they had a lot of alcohol that was ready to be sold for the World Cup.
Aren't they one of, like, the big sponsors of the World Cup?
Yeah, and they said, I heard, that they were going to give all the alcohol that they had, all the beer that they had and all that, to whatever country wins the World Cup.
Oh, Germany might win then.
So we'll see if that works as any motivation for any of the teams. On my next break, Asa and I will be discussing what's going on with Twitter. Coming up next, after a few short PSAs, we will have Don't Go Yet by Camila Cabello, only on Ignite Radio.
He's calling for your help. Our dog guides help people with sight, hearing, and medical or physical disabilities.
Hello, my name is Megan, and my dog guide's name is Kyode. There are many Canadians with disabilities, like me, that rely on a dog guide to help gain freedom in our daily lives.
Please join us to raise money through Lions Foundation of Canada's Purina Walk for Dog Guides. To register and find a walk near you, log on to purinawalkfordogguides.com.
After a night out with your friends, not having a plan for a safe ride home can leave you in a bad spot. You could wind up riding in a police car, an ambulance, or a hearse. These unplanned modes of transportation are costly choices and do not take you home. I'm Denise Polgar with Ontario Community Council on Impaired Driving, asking you to plan a safe ride home. Call a cab, be a designated driver, or use public transit.
Ontario Community Council on Impaired Driving and this station want you to arrive alive. Drive sober.
This is Ignite Radio. Hit music now.
Oh, my love it, yeah, yeah. I'm alone, yeah. I'll replay this moment for months. Alone in my head, waiting for it to come. I wrote all your lines and the script in my mind, and I hope that you follow it for once.
I imagine myself inside in a room with platinum and gold eyes. Dancing, catch your eye, you be mesmerized, oh. Find the corner there, your hands in my hair. Finally, we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night. No, don't go yet.
A little drama, and I bet
not your average internet radio station.
This is Ignite Radio.
Hit music.
Hit music. Now.
Now.
Ignite Radio, that was Hold On, We're Going Home by Drake. Elon Musk has ran rampant on Twitter, making huge changes. As some of you know, he bought the company for $44 billion. And now that we've seen the changes, Asa, and have had a few weeks with them, how are you feeling about some of the changes he's made?
Honestly, some of them have been pretty comedic. Like the whole $8 for verification, a bunch of people went rampant using They say there was like Nintendo, they'd replace the little I in Nintendo with an L.
Yeah, I think
just
it was
to make it look legit.
Yeah, there was I think it was an insulin company or something. They had someone pretend to be them and said their insulin, they either said the prices were going up or that
they
dropping.
Said they were giving away for free. Yeah, yeah. Their stock dropped. And I think shortly after that, that system was taken down and they're trying to revamp it now, so there can't be much impersonation.
Yeah, he's just kind of going like playing it, like he's doing stuff and trying it out, but it's like it's such a huge company that it's like not something that you can really just try things out on. Like
honestly, yeah,
it's been going for so long. He has unbanned notable Twitter users like Donald Trump and Andrew Tate. Obviously they're not known as Twitter users, but they're known for other things. But how are you feeling? Like, do you think he should be able to unban the people who are already banned? Like, do you think it's right to unban those people?
I don't really have an opinion on that, mainly because it is his company, so I guess he can do what he wants, though I do think it shouldn't be up to one man's choice.
Yeah, like, I know he was putting polls out to see if they should unban.
I remember those, yeah. It was like a 24-hour poll.
Yeah, and Donald Trump, he got unbanned, but he said, he kind of said, like, no thank you. He doesn't want
to
use.
He's yet to make a post?
Yeah, he has his own website, or he has his own platform that he's created, Truth Social. He has 4 million followers on there. He has 88 million on Twitter, somewhere around there. So, I mean, obviously, the bigger platform for him is on Twitter, but I think he's sticking with his guns. He's sticking with what he has created. So we'll see how that works out for him, especially with he's running again for president.
Oh, yeah.
One thing I dislike about the new changes is the paywall behind editing your tweets now. I was looking the other day.
Yeah.
I was searching, and I was like, how do you edit a tweet? And it said, just press the three dots, and then you'll be able to edit it. But now I had to search it up again and look even farther, and it's only a Twitter Blue, so you have to pay $8 a month in order to edit your tweets now.
I personally only, like, lurk on Twitter. I only look at, like, photos, videos, you know, a few memes. But so luckily that feature doesn't affect me yet.
Yeah. Do you see Twitter dying out anytime soon? Like, it's such a big platform.
Absolutely not. It's too big. Unless something like Instagram or Facebook makes a comeback, like, there's no way that platform is going out.
Yeah, I feel like it's so big already, and I feel like it's getting bigger because of all this controversy. It's bringing people to the platform and bringing new people out there. On my next break, me and Asel will be talking about Black Friday, and coming up next, we will have Victoria's Secret by Jax.
We're inside Mr. Bonder's heart.
Almost done, Mr. Bonder. Hold it there, please, nurse.
The Heart and Stroke Foundation was behind research leading to treatments making it possible to repair Mr. Bonder's aortic valve.
All right, that should do it.
So, what's the big deal, you ask? Mr. Bonder hasn't been born yet.
Nice work, everyone.
Saving babies' lives before they're even born. This is what happens when you put your heart into it. Learn more at heartandstroke.ca.
It's been an exciting night of Pee Wee Hockey, Billy.
These kids have really played their hearts out tonight, Jim.
And now in the stands, two moms drop their mittens, and it looks like they want to go. It's Porter's mom and Smith's mom. Smith's mom gets in two right hands.
Porter's got a real big size advantage in this one.
Now Wilkinson's mom comes in from behind. Wilkinson pulls Porter's cashmere sweater over her head.
I tell you, that's got to be one of the most unladylike things I've ever seen.
We got parents tearing up everywhere in the stands.
Absolute mayhem.
Relax. It's just a game. A message from Hockey Canada.
Love hit music?
Hit us up
and let's get social.
Ignite Radio now.
God, I wish somebody would have told me when I was younger. All bodies aren't the same. Photoshop bitty bitty models on magazine covers. Told me I was overweight. I stopped eating. What a bummer. Can't have carbs in a hot girl summer. If I could go back and tell myself when I was younger, I'd say, psst. I know Victoria's Secret. Girl, you wouldn't believe. She's an old man who lives in Ohio. Making money off of girls like me. Cashing in on body issues. Selling skin and bones with big boobs. I know Victoria's Secret. She was made up by a dude.
she was never made for me and you.
The best internet radio station playing hit music now. This is Ignite Radio.
Da 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 da.
On your body, performing just like my Rari. You're too fine, need a ticket. I bet you taste expensive. Pouring up, 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 out a liter. If you're keeping up, you should keep it. Tequila and vodka, girl, you might be a problem. Run away, run away, run away, run away. I know that I should, but my heart wanna stay, wanna stay, wanna stay, wanna stay now. You can see it in my eyes that I wanna take it down right now if I could. So I hope you know what I mean when I say, let me take you dancing. Two step to the bedroom, we don't need no dance floor. Let me see your best move, anything could happen. Ever since I met you, no need to imagine. Baby, all I'm asking is let me take you dancing.
Like that, 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 that.
On your body, it's just us two in this party. That Louis, that Prada, looks so much better off you. Turn me up, up, be my waitress. Now we not in love, so let's make it. Tequila and vodka, girl, you might be a problem. Run away, run away, run away, run away. I know that I should, but my heart wanna stay, wanna stay, wanna stay, wanna stay now. You can see it in my eyes that I'm gonna take it down right now if I could. So I hope you know what I mean when I say, let me take you dancing. Two step to the bedroom, we don't need no dance floor. Let me see your best move, anything could happen. Ever since I met you, no need to imagine. Baby, all I'm asking is let me take you dancing.
Like that, 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 that.
Enough hit music now?
IgniteRadio.ca.
I can feel your eyes on me. I could win awards for pretending. Ask me how I've been and I'll hold my tongue. Yeah, everything is spinning now. Movie scene got me frozen, trying to leave, and I can't breathe. You remind me of the old me, got me feeling things I don't like, feeling sorry. Tell me reasons why you didn't love me, and bring me out, then I'm lonely. I don't want that messed up old me to own me, but you just keep bringing me back, yeah. Takes me back in time. Pieces of me thought I left behind. History I'm trying to outrun. Now all the walls are closing in 3, 2, 1. It's like a flashback memory, like a split screen movie scene. Got me frozen, trying to leave, and I can't breathe. You remind me of the old me, got me feeling things I don't like.
Seem happy. I can't do this. I'm not ready. You remind me of the old me. Got me feeling things I don't like. Feeling sorry. Tell me reasons why you didn't love me. And bring me out and I'm lonely. I don't want them messed up old me to own me. But you just keep bringing me back. Yeah.
Ignite Radio, that was The Old Me by Rhea May. Black Friday is coming up. I, for one, am excited. Not as excited as some people, because every year I am bombarded with Twitter videos or Instagram videos or on YouTube with people fighting over items at Walmart or wherever there's a sale on. Asa, are you more of a like Black Friday guy or a Cyber Monday?
I've done a few shopping trips on Black Friday, and I don't do them anymore. No. There's a reason that holiday is notorious for injuries.
Yeah, I mean, people are lining up. That's the thing with Cyber Monday. I guess some people like that better because you don't have to line up and you don't have to...
Yeah, it's all online shopping, which, I mean, crashes half the sites, but, you know.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like when you want to buy something really bad. I know I bought my Xbox a couple years ago. It was the newest Xbox, and it was like the longest wait. I was sitting there in like this virtual like line, and I was like kind of moving up every so often, and I didn't like it. I'd rather be in a real line when I know like
when you could like physically see it moving.
Yeah, I feel like that's a lot better. Have you bought anything recently? Are you planning on buying anything this year?
I'm not buying anything big this year, no. I kind of have everything I kind of want right now. So I'm probably going to, like, save my shopping for last minute again for anything Christmas-related.
Yeah, I've never really gone out on Black Friday to purchase anything. But like you said, I'm more of a Boxing Day guy. I go out after Christmas.
That is really good. Yeah. The sales are impressive.
Yeah, normally for me, what I do on Boxing Day is it's kind of like a second Christmas. I just buy myself all the things that I want. But, yeah, I mean, I always do that with my family. Like, we'll go out the day after.
That's what I do, too, yeah. Go out with the entire family. Kids get, like, $50 each or something.
Yeah, I haven't bought anything in a while since, like, COVID and everything. But,
yeah,
I'm excited this year to hopefully, like, buy a new TV or buy something that's on
sale. I just hope the stores aren't too populated, because there's nothing worse than getting to a store and seeing a line that goes out of it, and then you're just like, oh, okay, guess I'm not shopping there.
I mean, that's why, yeah, some people are pretty crazy. They line up, like, the night before or something.
I remember it was, like, 2008 or something, and we were getting a game at night. There was, like, a big sale going on, and people had their tents out there, like, from the night before. And it's like, come on, man.
I mean, that's dedication. Yeah. And some of the people, they'll stay there when nobody's been there. Like, nobody's going to show up until it really, like...
Yeah, but they'll wait out there just in case. Like... Yeah,
or just to be the first one. Maybe it's, like, a point of pride or something. Coming up next, we will have Taylor bringing you our What's Up Mohawk on Ignite Radio.
We constantly hear about well-known celebrities making a difference in the world. There's Mother Teresa, Gandhi, Princess Diana, Bono, Oprah, and many more. You don't have to be famous to make a change. You can definitely start by helping kids in your community. The Rewards Foundation is a Canadian charity that wants to give children the best start in life by keeping them in school and smoke-free. By sponsoring a child, you can make a difference in their life. Motivate a child to graduate smoke-free. Visit the Rewards Foundation at my5k.ca today.
Colon cancer is the number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
Hi, I'm Adam Van Cuverden, and I supported my dad throughout his winning battle against colon cancer.
Talk with your doctor and get the test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
For those that need to know, here's What's Up Mohawk on Ignite Radio.
What's Up Mohawk, happening right now from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., the MSA is wanting to hear from you. At the main floor of the EA wing, the MSA wants to hear your experience from Mohawk. There will be refreshments and prizes at the door. If you can't attend in person, you can still make sure your voice is heard by filling out this confidential online survey about your experiences for a chance to win a $150 campus store gift card. In other news, attention all FIFA 23 players, happening tomorrow from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the Heath Lounge in G-Wing, there will be a FIFA video game tournament. The winning student from Fennel Campus will participate in a Campus First Campus online FIFA 23 World Cup tournament hosted from December 20th to 22nd. They will draw the name of a country from the quarter FIFA World Cup and represent that country in the tournament. The final three students will win prizes with a total value of $2,500. Make sure to check it out. I'm Taylor News 4, and that's What's Up Mohawk.
From Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario, you're listening to Ignite Radio.
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho. At night she's screaming, I'm on my mind, I'm on my mind. Oh, she's hot but a psycho, so left but she's right though. At night she's screaming, I'm on my mind, I'm on my mind. She'll make you curse, but she a blessing. She'll rip your shirt within a second. You'll be coming back for seconds. With your play, you just can't help it. Oh,
I'm about to have a panic attack. I did the work, it didn't work. That truth, it hurts. That damn, it hurts. That lovey-dovey shit, was not a fan of it. I'm good with my friends, I don't want a man. too fine to be here alone. On other hand, I know my worth. And now he calling me. Why do I feel like this? What happened to me? Oh, oh, oh. Supposed to love somebody else when I don't like myself. Like, ooh, guess I better learn to like this. Ooh, it might take my whole life just to do. He called me Melly, he squeezed my belly. I'm too embarrassed to say I like it. Girl, is this my boo? That's why I'm asking you, cause you know I'm.
Ignite Radio, that was To Be Loved by Lizzo. Famous talk show host Jay Leno was just discharged from the burn unit at a hospital after a freak accident or incident where his car essentially blew up in his face.
What?
Yeah, he was working on his car, and I think he was working on the engine or something, and it blew up in his face, and it, like, burnt him all over. He was in the hospital for 10 days, I think. But he is out now. He's in good spirits, saying that he's looking forward to spending the Thanksgiving weekend with his loved ones. So
does he have, like, you know, a lot, presumably from the burn unit, but, like, is his face scarred now?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can, have you seen pictures?
Yeah, you can see. Oh. Like, but he was at a really good, like, hospital, or, like, yeah, one of the best hospitals, so he got out of there pretty fast. Like, so, I mean, it's a good thing he's, you know, as famous as he is and has as much money as he has, because, you know, it's hard, and, like,
yeah, it can't really be a talk show when people are, like, only looking at injuries,
yeah,
and stuff.
Well, I'm not sure he's really, I don't know if he's doing the talk show anymore, but that's what he's most famous for. Speaking of talk show host, I've never been a huge fan of anyone in particular. I mean, if there's one I watch, it's Jimmy Kimmel, and that's mainly because he posts clips from his show on YouTube, and I just watch those clips, yeah, where he goes out on the street or whatever. Yeah, I'm a big fan of those. Is there a host you, like, idolize or, like, watch religiously?
I wouldn't say idolize, like, watch religiously, but I when I was younger, I did, like, Jimmy Fallon a lot. And also the carpool karaoke with James Corden.
Yeah, James Corden.
But then I got just bored of those carpool karaokes, man. They felt so staged.
Yeah, I mean, James Corden, he's been under a lot of hot water recently.
I have seen.
For, like, disrespecting, like, restaurant hosts or whatever, so.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
But I have yet to hear anything bad about Jimmy Fallon, so here's just hoping no bad news comes out and that I look like a bad guy.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the only bad news you'd hear from Jimmy Fallon is people who don't really like him, and they just, like, talk about his show.
I loved his, I haven't watched him in a while, but he had this section where, like, you do a hashtag and that he would show them on his show, and some of those just made me lose it.
Okay, yeah, or was it, Is that like the Twitter response? Or was that?
It was some sort of hashtag. It was from Twitter.
I think that was Jimmy Kimmel.
No, that's Jimmy Fallon.
No, because he does the thing where he'll have celebrities and they'll read tweets off, right?
No. That's the Jimmy Kimmel one. But Jimmy Fallon, he would have like just people like you and me just put in hashtags and then he'd put them up on the screen.
Okay. Yeah. I think I know what you're talking about there. On our next break, we will be talking about some exciting news for Disney, so stay tuned. Coming up very shortly, we will have We Are Young by Fun.
If you've signed your organ donor card, we thank you. But did you know that it's still your family that makes the ultimate decision? That's why you have to discuss it with them. So, if you're listening to this right now with someone in your family, look at them and say, I want to be an organ donor. We'll wait a moment while you do that. There. It's done. Thank you. From the Kidney Foundation of Canada.
Do you hear that sound? It's the sound of loneliness. You won't have to feel excluded again. Social Inc., working to respect the human rights of everyone, we're spreading a message of unity. Social Inc. offers a place for a student to relax and be their self without the fear of persecution. We support community and celebrate the diverse culture of Mohawk College. Reach out today and be a part of a unified community. Social Inc. is staffed with peer wellness workers that are there to help you. Open from Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., located G112.
Ignite Radio. Listen at work, home, the beach, pretty much wherever you are. IgniteRadio.ca.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she is waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget. But between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight. No, I know that I'm not all that you got. I guess that I just thought maybe we could find new ways to fall apart. But our friends are back, so let's raise a toast. 'Cause I found someone to carry me home tonight. We are young, so let's set the world on fire.
the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
We're bringing you hit music now. So let's get talking. Join the conversation on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter
at Ignite Radio Now.
You want a girl with a small waist and a perfect smile. Someone who's out every weekday. New car. You tell me I shouldn't stress out. Say it's not that hard. But I just got a feeling this will leave an ugly scar. If you say she's nothing to worry about, then why'd you close your eyes when you said it out?
Ignite Radio, that was She's All I Want to Be by Tate McRae. Disney CEO Bob Chapek was fired after only 2 years of being the CEO of the company. He was replaced by the old CEO, Bob Iger, and that is making some fans very excited. Iger was the CEO from 2005 to 2020. He worked his way through the ranks and eventually became the CEO. And he was only replaced because his retirement in February of 2020, so he's coming back. Chapek believed animation was for kids, and Iger believes animation can be for everyone. So we'll see what he can do with that. He's already, you know, been the CEO, so he's already done some pretty popular projects. So, Asa, what are some of your favorite animated, like, Disney movies or just, like, Disney movies in general?
Aladdin.
Aladdin, that's your favorite?
Robin Williams was taken from us too soon. That man was great in that movie. And honestly, the live-action movie has nothing on the 2D animation.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I have not seen Aladdin. I haven't seen a lot of movies. I feel like I'm saying that every week. But I have not seen Aladdin. I haven't seen any of the Aladdin movies. I know there was – are you talking about the live-action with with Will Smith?
You know, on a list of things I'll never be talking about, the live-action Aladdin is going to be up there. I'm all about that 2D animation.
Okay, so I can happily avoid that one. My favorite movies are the Toy Story movies. I grew up on them, even though they were made in, like, the 90s. I think the first one was made in 1990.
1995,
one. Yeah, 1995 or whatever.
And it still looks good to this day, honestly.
I mean, yeah, and I watched the third one in theaters, the fourth one I watched on Disney+. I love all those movies. I mean, those are my favorites. I feel like they're the only ones that I'll go back and watch again.
I watched the fourth one in theaters, and it was okay. The third one is still my favorite. That one made me cry as a kid. I was bawling my eyes out.
Yeah, I think my dad cried at the movie theater when we watched the third one, and that's not even a joke. Well, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to our show today. This has been the Pre-Lunch Bunch. You can hear us every Wednesday at 11 o'clock, only on Ignite Radio.
Hi, I'm Andy Garcia. Shriners Hospitals for Children is dedicated to helping kids do what they otherwise couldn't. That's why their one-of-a-kind healthcare system provides pediatric specialty care to kids with orthopedic conditions, burns, spinal cord injuries, and more. Shriners Hospitals combine their world-class care with state-of-the-art research and teaching programs, all for one purpose, improving the lives of children. For more information, call 1-800-361-7256. Shriners Hospitals for Children, helping kids defy the odds.
Want a unique personal challenge? Try the Arthritis Society's Joints in Motion Training Team. You'll receive a personalized 20-week training program and expert instruction to help you run or walk in a world-class marathon. Joints in Motion supports arthritis research and education in Canada. For more information, call the Arthritis Society at 1-800-321-1433 or log on to arthritis.ca/jointsinmotion. Over 4 million Canadians have arthritis. Go the distance for at least one of them. You'll help millions in the long run.
You're listening to Ignite Radio. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Ignite Radio now.
Froze the room when you walked in. Everybody stopped talking. Love the way that you move. Wanna get to know you, we can rendezvous. Blurry eyed, I can't see straight. Falling hard, I'm off my face. Never gonna come down, it's turning me up.
It's turning me up.
Texting the moonlight, we're just looking for good nights. It's too late to go out, so I'm thinking about you and a rendezvous. I said we should build my place. Call me when you're outside, babe. Days be turning me down when you're turning me up. حبي راسك على المخده جوا قلبي ما في قده لونه ابيض هو قلبك ما حدا زيك. شو عجبني ردك كان دايما حضني جنبك لو كان كل ضدك حضل حبك.
You turn me up.
You're listening to Ignite Radio. Hit music now.
But how do you know? How do you really know?
now, you can't begin again until it ends.